All right, it's 8:49 here on KTWH, and as promised, we have our third interview of the hour. Representative Natalie Zalesnikar, our local representative, is with me by phone. Thank you so much, Natalie, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I know you're on the road, and we really appreciate the time. There's many things we could talk about. But maybe talk about what you're doing today. Let's start with that.
You know, I'm on the Health and Human Service Committee and Workforce Committee. And so behavioral health beds is a big issue and mental health is a big issue across the state. So I am going to St. Peter to see one of our state facilities to see exactly how many beds we have and what the issues are for people who are deemed mentally ill and dangerous, and we have 50% higher civil commitments, and we have a 40% mental health increase. So I'm going around the state to see what's available for beds in the state of Minnesota, because DHS has proposed in the governor that we have an additional 8 beds for children and 16 beds for adults. And my concern is, after asking questions to the commissioner, that this is going to be a drop in the bucket for being able to respond to the hospital and jail needs. So I want to see it for myself today.
Okay. And I know that's part of your larger focus on health in general and health for the elderly and mental health, physical health. Is there anything you want to say about this? I know we talked a lot last legislative session, but here we are in 2024 legislative session. Tell us what you are seeing right now as good bills moving forward or things that you'd like to see.
Well, the veterans bill passed unanimously, which was great bipartisan work on the House floor. So that will be going to the Senate. And, you know, we're continuing now. We'll be back all week. It'll be a long week this week. And so, you know, right now a lot is up in the air because we have this senator situation that's happened, you know, last weekend. So we'll wait and see what happens, what bills are going to come to the House floor, and which things that we're going to be able to get done. This session is really to be determined. It's, you know, we're winding down committees, and so now the committee leads are meeting with Senate side, and we'll be looking at, you know, which bills are going to come to the House floor, and then we'll have to have conference committees if the Senate and the House doesn't match for every single, you know, omnibus bill or any other bill, so that we can get it to a vote and have it, you know, be agreed upon. And then we've got bonding to deal with. So I'm hoping that we're going to see those issues get done so we can, you know, have some action. But we're kind of waiting to see what happens on Monday when we go back to session.
Okay. Yep. I mean, we do hear highlights sometimes, but then we know that bills are in committee and it can get really, things can get bogged down, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Surely there are bills that you are hoping you will see. Can you share at least
couple of those? Sure, I can. Yeah, I wrote a bill for $100,000 for Lake County, for the school system there, for Lake Superior School District, to have an EMT program in high school, which is a great idea from Lake County Ambulance and the school district and Lake County. And that was in the omnibus bill for the workforce committee that I sit on. And I also, that will really benefit. I sit on the emergency medical service, the EMS task force, and the aging service task force. And, you know, ambulance services are really a huge issue in greater Minnesota. And
right,
the thing I worked on was trying to get some things back in high school. I'm also trying to work on getting high school programs like nursing assistant programs, health occupation classes back in high school. For a lot of those careers, that's how many of us, like myself, started 40 years ago in 10th grade, getting exposed to a lot of these types of things.
Right.
And I think we have a lot of opportunity to do that. Another bill that got included in the workforce omnibus bill that I'm super excited about is a bill with the University of Minnesota to create a center of excellence for nursing with all the state colleges to increase the number of nurses that we have in the state of Minnesota, because right now we're graduating a very few amount of nurses compared to what the need is expected to be in the state of Minnesota. And that really worries me, because the regulations call for RNs and assisted livings and nursing homes and obviously hospitals, and we just don't have the capacity to meet the need, but the regulations call for us to have it, so you can see what the issue is.
Yep.
So we need to really ramp up healthcare and funding. So that I'm really excited about that. Those are some great initiatives we're working on. And I've talked to Cher Jung. He's the Democrat lead, the chair for workforce, and they're included in the omnibus. So now it has to go to the Senate, and I'm hoping it will all stay, because they're two great components that would really help the region and the state.
Yeah. Now, do you have any sense of whether those are gaining solid bipartisan support that would really push them through?
I think they both are going to have bipartisan support. Everybody knows. I mean, the EMT program, if we can have EMTs get educated in their 11th and 12th grade year at high school and then be able to test out and have it all paid for, that's going to help Cook County and Lake County tremendously. And people, you know, visit the North Shore and they live there and work there. And
right.
So it's going to serve the people that visit as well as the people who live there. And that's great. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I think the EMT thing is one that has had a lot of attention, and that I know the I mean, there's a lot, many related things too. I know the firefighters actually showed up at a Two Harbors City Council meeting recently to work on, you know, the with a package that they get and the resources they get. And I mean, it just is everywhere. And I think the nursing piece is also that, you know, it's there, although it's a little bit less high profile. But anyway, every time you talk to anyone in a hospital or a clinic, you hear about the shortage of nurses and the need for trade schools, trade high schools. And, you know, having trades integrated into our high school is maybe the best solution there. So I wish you the best of luck on that.
Well, thank you. And I'm really excited, too, because, you know, one of the committees I'm on, we heard about DHS proposed to close Care Carlton, which is in the outside of my district, in outside of the Cloquet area, and that is the only female, all-women treatment center for chemical dependency in the state of Minnesota. And so it seemed odd to me, and I listened to the testimony from AFSCME and many other members, and I did a field trip there 2 weeks ago to meet with the staff in the Department of Human Services, and it was remarkable to see the programs they're doing there.
Yeah.
And it's 30% of the people they serve there are American, Native American, and it's the only place for women. So women who have experienced violence from men or rape and these types of things,
yeah,
to have them go into a mixed setting is really short-sighted. And so I fought very hard with other legislators to keep Care Carlton open. And as of right now, that's going to happen. I mean, they changed the bill after that, and the public was really rallying together to keep Care Carlton as the only women's center. And as of this moment, it appears that that's going to happen.
Well, that is really good news. Thank you so much for coming. We're out of time, Natalie, but it's really wonderful to have you giving us these updates, and the best of luck with these endeavors. It sounds like they're all
worthwhile,
and they're all going in a good direction.
Yeah, it's Field Trip Friday, so I'm going into St. Peter Facility Treatment Center right now, so
it's
fun to learn.
All right, well, you take care.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
That was Representative Natalie Zalesnikar speaking with us from her phone and about nursing, EMTs, and all-female chemical health dependency centers, so really good stuff.